Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time to stock up for the weekend. And our show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Steve Jones coming up soon from the Sunbury Motors studio. Another big show planned for you today. In a couple of minutes, we're actually going to have Chris Mack from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh join us. And he is a part of the Fan morning show out there in Pittsburgh. And yesterday, they had an interview with Antonio Brown, of course, former Steelers wide receiver, who's now out of the NFL. As Antonio Brown's kind of on this apology tour, so to speak, where he, during this interview yesterday with Chris Mack and Colin Dunlap and the rest of the crew on 93.7 in the morning, he apologized to the Steelers for all the distractions that he's caused them throughout this whole entire ordeal. And he also did an interview with ESPN's Josina Anderson a couple of days ago, giving apologies to the Florida Police Department for the incident that he was involved in, with the assault and battery incident that he's involved in, now that he had to turn himself in and now he's required to get all this mental help and things like that. And he was asked about his mental health. Does he need help? Things like that. So we'll get a pretty good perspective today from Chris Mack, who got a chance to really sit down fully with Antonio Brown, with his partner on the radio there, and Colin Dunlap. So that's going to be a very interesting interview with Steve coming up in just a couple of minutes. Chris Mack from 93.7 The Fan. And we'll also probably get into other Pittsburgh sports talk with some Penguins news. And then, of course, the Pirates going to be heading down to Bradenton and a couple of days to begin spring training and a new season with their entire new staff in order. So plenty to get into with Chris Mack this afternoon. Then, of course, we're going to get into our pick segment once again with Kevin the King calling in at 4:35, his normal slot time. We'll be picking four big college basketball games, a lot of them in the Big Ten, including tonight between Maryland and Illinois. That's going to be a great game tonight. Maryland's starting to show me a little bit more. I've criticized them as kind of a fraud team. Well, right now they're proving me wrong. They're tied atop the Big Ten standings right now. Big game at Illinois tonight. I like Illinois a lot. I've been following them all year. I like the kind of balance that they have. I think they can win this game tonight, but that should be a pretty good one. And another big test for Maryland as well. And then, of course, we've been talking about the road that Penn State is on now currently. Of course, five-game win streak. Things going well right now. They're a game behind first place. So, obviously, they'll be watching, I'm sure, keeping a close eye on this game tonight while getting set for Minnesota tomorrow, which will not be easy. At least for Penn State, as Steve and I talked about yesterday, three of the next four are at home, but they're all tough opponents. Kind of the phrase I mentioned yesterday, it's easy, but it's hard. That's how it's going to be for Penn State. And, of course, they have Illinois coming up at home at the Bryce Jordan Center a couple of weeks from now on the 18th. But, of course, we've got to keep it one game at a time. The focus is Minnesota, as Steve talked about yesterday, as it should be for this team, because as we've seen plenty of times throughout the Big Ten, it's been so unpredictable, especially when teams go on the road. You don't know what's going to happen in this conference. You better be ready to play every single step of the way. I have no doubt Penn State will. I think I like them at home tomorrow against Minnesota. Minnesota not playing their best basketball as of late, but still with some of the big men that they have and some of the scoring that they have, it's still going to propose some challenges for Penn State as I get ready for that for Minnesota coming up on Saturday. We'll have that at 4 o'clock, pregame beginning at 3:30. 11 here on WKOK. As part of a quadruple header that we have going on tomorrow on WKOK, we got two Shikellamy wrestling matches. We've got Penn State basketball in the middle of that. Then we have Shikellamy basketball at night. So going to be a full day on right here on WKOK between the Shikellamy wrestling and basketball and Penn State basketball as well. We want to hear from you today, too, as well. 1-800-795-9565. You can tweet us at Steve Jones PSU. And we're at Facebook as well, at the Steve Jones Show, right on our wall. Send us a message about where you're feeling about Penn State at this point, heading into the game tomorrow against Minnesota. Steeler fans, we want to hear from you once we hear from Chris Mack about this Antonio Brown interview and what he's now said in the past couple of days. I kind of find this timing random. Maybe this is might be part of his process he has to go through now with his mental health and other rehab he's got to do now as part of him turning himself in from this latest incident down in Florida. So we'll keep an eye on that. So we want to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. Steve Jones PSU on Twitter and the Steve Jones Show. You can see us on Facebook as well. So we will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Chris Mack with Steve, and then we'll get to other topics of the day as well here on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Athlete.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Great to have you with us on the show today, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Chris Mack joins us from Pittsburgh. My good friend, it's always great to hear you on the other end.
Same here, Steve. How you doing?
Doing very well. Well, so Antonio Brown, I recall him.
Yeah, it rings a bell, doesn't it?
Yeah. So what was that like for you yesterday?
It was interesting, to say the least. We had him on our station for a good close to 25 minutes yesterday morning on the phone from Miami.
And, were you surprised he stayed that long?
I was surprised. I'll be honest. I was surprised he was as accessible as he ended up being. You know, we our producer had tweeted him the previous day on Wednesday and just said, "Hey, we haven't heard from you in a while, AB. Would you want to come on the show?" And it was almost, you know, sort of lighthearted, half as a goof. You know, would you like to come? Because we didn't expect to hear from him. His social media is sort of an outlet for much crazier things than typical one-on-one conversation. So when he responded, we were kind of surprised. And then a couple of us attempted to reach out via other methods just to confirm that he actually was curious or actually interested in coming on the show. And my co-host, Colin Dunlap, actually had a number that connected to him and was able to actually confirm that he wanted to come on the show the next day at 8 a.m. So he was reminded via text a couple times and responded in the affirmative every time. And then our producer called him at 8 a.m. and he picked the phone up right away. We were stunned. And so once we had him on the phone, we figured we'd talk to him as long as the conversation could keep going, and it lasted for a good 25 minutes. And to be honest, you know, the first couple of minutes, it was he probably struck just the right tone for someone who is, I would imagine, looking to get back in the good graces of the league and show to teams that he's interested in playing football again or interested in being involved in the game again. And then things started to get a little sideways.
Okay, and then when they started, how could you tell that you were on the verge of going sideways?
Well, I'll be honest, it was hard to tell at first because he was doing such a good job of, you know, he was asked, you know, if there was anything he wanted to say, if he wanted to issue any apologies, and he came right out and said, "Yeah, I need to apologize to the Steelers and Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert and all of my teammates." He included Ben Roethlisberger's name in that list. And then at one point we started to ask him about, you know, how most of his trouble ends up making its way out onto social media. And I said, you know, as much as, and he was trying to contend that trouble finds him because he's Antonio Brown and he's so well known. And I said, that's a valid point to an extent, Antonio, but we see these things happen, and we see them happen, play out on social media. We see you, you know, berating the police in front of your, you know, the mother of your kids and your children, and we see you attacking Juju Smith-Schuster on social media. And no sooner had the name Juju left my mouth than he seemed to, you know, a switch seemed to go off. And that's when he started to go off into almost a 3 or 4 minute long rant about Juju Smith-Schuster and people having respect and not enough respect. And that was the part that was interesting to me, that there was still a trigger there. And Juju is one of those things that triggers him and sets him off spiraling in the wrong direction.
Wow. And see, that part I find interesting because... And again, my experience was only the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always gotten the impression that most people, when it comes to the Juju Smith feeling, almost everybody I know likes him.
Yeah, Juju's, in my opinion anyway, I know some people that will contend that he's too self-involved or too involved in social media as well, but... I think the clear difference between Juju Smith-Schuster's social media and Antonio Brown's is that I have yet to see Juju berate the police in front of his children on social media. I have yet to see him openly attack others on social media. And I think that's the difference. I think Antonio yesterday tried to get us to believe and tried to make the point that he wants to surround himself with more positivity than he has over the last 14 months, and that the negativity surrounding him isn't necessarily all brought on by his doing. As opposed to, again, Juju, to your point, Steve, it is 99.9% positive on his social media, unless you don't like the idea of a guy living his social life out on social media, which, let's be honest, the kid of his age is apt to do. So I've never had a problem with Juju. I think what it comes down to with Juju is that Juju stole a little bit of the limelight from Antonio, and he's still sort of taken aback by that. He's still caught up in the idea that somebody else could be more, I guess, loved, if you want to use that word, more appreciated by the fans and by teammates than he was. And again, you know, you go back to week 16, right before AB decided to leave the Steelers last December, it was Juju Smith-Schuster winning the team MVP award, not Antonio Brown. And I think that's still a trigger for him.
Yeah, but I've always thought that was money. Because, I mean, he has a bonus in his contract. Look, we all know what his life situation is and how many different people he owes money to. He needs the money. And
oh,
I think that's the biggest trigger of all.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge factor for him, and that's probably, you know, in no small part the reason he's on a little bit of a, or trying to go on a little bit of an apology tour here. But I also think that he is getting some kind of therapy now, even if it is court ordered. And I think there may be some
court ordered helps.
Yeah, I mean he acknowledged, you know, everybody needs, we asked him if he needed help, and Josina Anderson from ESPN asked him the same thing a week or two ago, and he's acknowledged openly, yeah, everybody needs mental help, and he needs some too. But I think, you know, that is a long, arduous process of getting over whatever demons they are that haunt him. The one thing that struck me, and this is my armchair psychoanalysis, I mean, I'm just a guy that watches sports for a living, so take it with a grain of salt, but knowing Antonio and his background, growing up in a difficult neighborhood, Liberty City in Miami, not knowing his father growing up, being homeless for a stretch, he seems to have this resentment built up towards older male figures who don't embrace him the way he feels they should. He brought up Hines Ward yesterday. and said that Hines didn't mentor him the way he should have when he was a young player. He brought up again, even though he apologized to Ben Roethlisberger earlier in the interview, he brought up again the idea of Ben Roethlisberger not embracing him and, you know, inviting him to his home the way he expected to be welcomed into the fold. So I think there is an issue there with Antonio Brown feeling disrespected by people that he feels should be mentors to him.
Yeah, but didn't he feel there? Now, he's so, such an established star, and he's an established star. There's no getting around it. But doesn't he feel there's a responsibility on his part to then start mentoring somebody else?
It's a wonderful point, you would think, but it all comes back for, and this is where some of that narcissistic personality disorder kicks in. It all comes back to him. And that's what I mean by, you know, it takes so much work, I think, in the realm of therapy and psychotherapy that this guy's going to have to go through for years. If he ever really wants to unlock that portion of it, that it's not all about him. And I don't know if he's got it in him to do the years of work necessary to get to that point. Again, there were times yesterday when we talked to him that it sounded, you caught glimpses of the Antonio Brown before he went off the rails. You know, he had a really good relationship with our update guy in the mornings, Jim Colony. The two of them would talk every time Jim would go down to the Steelers facility to cover the team, and they got along really well, and you could hear the joy in his voice when he heard Jim say hello on the other line. And that was, I think, a sign that that kid from Central Michigan, from Liberty City, is still in a really, you know, a kid who came into the league and worked his butt off to prove to everyone how good he could be. That's still in there somewhere. It's just been lost amidst all this narcissistic need to be the center of attention and the reason for everybody's adoration. It's just it's lost deep in there. And I don't know how long it's going to take to sort of sift through all the garbage to get back to that point.
I know you have to go here, but one quick question before you do go.
Sure.
Was there a question that you asked that his answer surprised you?
Well, when we asked him about getting back into the league, and he said, you know, we questioned whether he still has a desire to play football, and he basically said, I don't know. That, you know, because I'd asked him earlier about his dealings with the NFL and whether, you know, we would have a chance to see him on a field again soon and what the NFL's investigation, how it had been outlined to him. And he basically said, well, there is no investigation going on anymore. They're just keeping me off the field. And then when we pressed it to him a little bit more, he kind of acknowledged that he didn't know if he wanted to play football, which was interesting because then again, at the end of the interview, he said, I'd love to come back to Pittsburgh. So, you know, it's a whirlwind to try and crawl inside that mind space and figure out exactly what's going on, not just from day to day, but literally from minute to minute.
He is the definition of a day-by-day basis.
Yeah.
He is. He's the definition of day-by-day.
You honestly hope, you know, if he's guilty of doing some of the things that he's been accused of doing, you don't feel bad for the guy. But you do feel bad for his kids. And it, again, not to go armchair psychoanalyst here, but the fact that it sets up his kids to be caught up in the same cycle that he was caught in, of, you know, not feeling like their father was around for them. And as a guy who, you know, didn't know his dad very well growing up, I know what that feeling can be like. It's nothing like the feeling that he went through growing up homeless for a time in Miami. But, you know, you hope it doesn't perpetuate that cycle for his kid's sake, if nothing else.
Right. Whew. Great job getting the interview. Great job with the interview, too. But I'm not surprised.
Oh, well,
you always do great work. You always do great work, so.
Well,
appreciate it, my friend.
I've been influenced by the good ones who were around me at Penn State when I grew up, so.
Yeah, well, that didn't hurt. I'll tell them when I see them.
I try to sneak in a compliment. You can't even let me do that. Look at that.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. You know me. I'm kind of like, okay.
Mr. Humility, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not what the guys at the station say. No, well, Chris, thanks so much. Appreciate it, my
All
friend.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. Bottom of the hour. Update next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our thanks to Chris Mack for being on the show today. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up just for the sake of stocking up. I know we already went through the emotion of the Pro Bowl. No.
We'll call it that.
The emotion of the Pro Bowl. It's your people, man. And then, of course, the Super Bowl last week, which for some odd reason, your emotion just was not quite the same.
Hey, I love the Super Bowl.
You sure? I mean, I'm not.
Yes, if you test me on Super Bowl knowledge, I can tell you at least the last 15 of them, who played, score, and what the halftime show was. My knowledge of the Super Bowl is actually very great.
The halftime show.
That is correct. From the time I was alive, so let's say Super Bowl 38 onward.
Really?
Yes.
Wowza. How about that? Okay, so how did this year's halftime show rank in your mind?
From a actual entertainment perspective, I think it was one of the better ones. There were some things that weren't to my taste per se, as far as like the costuming and everything goes, but I thought from an actual performance standpoint, I thought it was very entertaining.
Okay.
But the best of all time for me, my favorites are The Who for Super Bowl 44 when it was Saints, Colts, when the Colts won 31-17.
Okay.
And Tom Petty, Giants, Patriots, Super Bowl 42, 17-14.
Okay.
And Bruce Springsteen, Steelers Cardinals 43, 27-23 Steelers.
Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
So those are your favorites.
Yes. And Rolling Stones, Steelers Seahawks Super Bowl 40, 21-10 Steelers. There you go.
Wow. I will freely admit that I couldn't name you one halftime show.
I just love everything about the big game. And I love everything about the Pro Bowl.
Well, who's the best halftime show ever in the Pro Bowl?
That's a good one. don't think there ever was a halftime show in the Pro Bowl. At least there wasn't for this year, I don't think.
You got that right. I think, didn't Prince do halftime once?
Yes, that was Super Bowl 41, Colts-Bears. 29-17 Colts. In the rain.
Yeah.
In Miami.
In purple rain?
Yes, in purple rain.
I'm just saying, you know, you got to give me credit for at least thinking of it.
Yes, I do.
Wow. I don't think I've watched a halftime show in years. Sorry. It's just not my bag.
It just all goes together for me, so I'm really not an entertainment kind of guy, but if it has to do with the Super Bowl, I'm all for it.
Hmm. And see, this always drove El Sudaroni nuts. But I don't watch the pregame show.
I'm also a pregame show watcher.
I won't. I watch basketball this year, and then I watch. Usually, I watch that. Waste Management Open.
Respectable.
Pre-game show? No.
No, don't watch the basketball. I should have. Actually, I forgot that the basketball was on, as I did want to watch that game, but I completely forgot.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, I don't. I have no desire to look at it. But I don't watch pregame shows. I don't watch pregame shows for anything. I know, I'm bad.
It's all right. Everybody watches differently.
Okay. No offense. Tell me what I'm going to learn.
You're right, other than people's opinions and or hot takes.
I study a lot of stuff, as you can tell, just to do the show. And I have no... I'm not going to learn anything from it.
I guess I'm a big pregame football show watcher only because I want to know about injuries, if there's any last-minute storylines going in, stuff like that, because most of the main network pregame shows, and even if you listen to, like, your team network shows, they do a pretty good job with that. But, like, the basketball and hockey and baseball, they're not as much... You don't have as much of that information as you do with football, per se.
Right, okay. I don't. I have no desire on any of it. Because, to be honest with you, when you sit there and you work with Dick Girardi on basketball and you work with Jack Ham on football, and you take the time to listen to them, then I think that's really... I'm not going to learn something from somebody else. No offense, I'm not.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the way it is. I don't know. I don't know. So I don't really... I don't have any desire to listen to it. Now, the suit was into every second of it. In fact, if Bill Cowher said, in order to listen to the pregame show, you need to jump over a fence into a mud pile, okay? He would jump over the fence and jump into the mud pile. I'm telling you.
I don't doubt it.
That's if Cowher told him. If Boomer told him, no. Just telling you. Stunning, really, in some ways. That's our guy. He's our guy. I guess what Joe Susan's going to take is going to go to Rutgers, huh?
Yeah, it seems to be. I'm still confirming that with him personally, but apparently he did send out an email. Actually, he just got back. He says he's going to wait to put out an official statement to get approval from Greg, but he says he looks forward to doing it. He just told me that in an email.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
So not that official yet, it seems to be the case, but it looks like he's heading that way.
Well, you know what? First of all, I expected that at some point this might happen just because, you know, they've always been tight. And in my opinion, this is a big... No matter what role they put Joe in, it is a great move for Rutgers because Joe is a first-class guy who not only knows his football, but is just a good person. Any organization is really helped by somebody who is knowledgeable, and any organization is helped by somebody who's a good person. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and Ports Domestic's Microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15. In Hummel's Wharf. Now that the Pro Bowl is over with, I didn't realize Matt was so into the Super Bowl that he knew all the halftime shows.
At least most of them I've been alive for, yeah.
This is stunning to me. Wow.
I guess I've stunned you quite a bit since we've gotten this started together, huh?
Every time I turn around, just another new piece of information, each one far more disturbing than the last. My goodness. Almost makes me want the suit back.
Oh,
all right,
geez.
We're not going to go that far. Yeah. All right, I'm not going to go that far. If I were to do that, I think that would wreck your confidence. Yet, America loves the suit. You want to know why I know?
Why is that?
I asked him.
Well, there you go.
I'm universally loved. So we have Nate Bauer in the next half hour. The King's on today. We have picks.
We do. We have four big college games.
Now, in the end, You had, by the way, there are 182 tickets left for tomorrow's Penn State-Minnesota game.
Wow. That's great.
182.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They got to do that for the Illinois game in a couple weeks, too.
One step at a time.
True. Yes. I know. I did say that before you came on the show. The focus is Minnesota, but you do have Illinois coming down. But the focus is Minnesota.
You know how much I've thought about Minnesota? Or about Illinois?
Zipola.
Zero.
Yeah.
I've done nothing. I've done nothing on them. They are in my book, but that's it. I mean, they're there, but I have done zero on them. So, I don't know. It's, I've literally, you know, the old, like, one game at a time thing? I can't get out of my own, when it comes to that, I can't work ahead. I just don't want to work ahead. I think it's, I'm going to go to practice tonight, shoot around tomorrow, game tomorrow. It's not like Penn State's had great success against this team recently. You know, several games I thought they could win, should win, whatever. So they got to go out and they got to play this thing. I mean, that's how I look at it. I just can't go anything past like the game in front of me. Man, I know I got a game at Purdue coming up on Tuesday. I'll get to that Sunday. Man, I know what they've done. Man, I know what they've done. So it's not like, you know, I'm completely out of the loop on what they've done. I know that. But that's the difference. And the difference is you can kind of look at it as a fan. Now, tomorrow at 12:30, they will put out the first rankings from the committee. This will be from the committee. And the and because it's from the committee, you'll see what they think of the top four seeds in the respective regions tomorrow. Now, for a fan, that's going to be great. And for publicity, if Penn State's there, it looks really great. Okay. But in terms of the team and in terms of what I do, you just have to go out and pretty much do your deal. I talked about, you know, of course, I've talked about this how many times now. You know, this will be repetitive what I'm about to say. But, you know, Penn State went through that rough patch. And I said, look, here's the bottom line. I said, Alabama beat Auburn, Syracuse beat Virginia, Georgetown beat Creighton. I said, Penn State's getting help from other entities. Well, that's great. Okay? And the bottom line is, I said, now Penn State has to go and help itself. Well, guess what? Penn State has gone out and has helped itself, helped itself, helped itself, helped itself, and helped itself. Now they have to go out tomorrow and do it again and help themselves again. It's a big game tomorrow and a near sellout crowd. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket.